It's Open Mic Friday. Perfect timing by Buzz. Good work. And I'm Tom Baker, and you are listening to Law and Gospel on this Open Mic Friday, which means you can call in with any subject at all that you have on your mind. And the numbers are 505-7850, toll-free 1-800-730-2727. And if there are no calls, I'm only too happy to go ahead and read a number of emails that have come in that I do need to respond to. The first email that came in, I'm not going to mention the name, but he's had a situation where a little child has had surgery, and it's a premature hormone activity, and the doctors discovered a brain tumor. So he asked if we would have a prayer, and we will. Heavenly Father, we ask that the comfort of your wonderful message of Law and Gospel comes to this family as they await the results of the surgery on this little child. We thank you that the child has been baptized, and we pray indeed that if it be your will, that his health be restored. But whatever your decision is, we know that all things work together for our good, and your wisdom is far greater than ours. In the name of Jesus, our precious Savior, who died so that we will never really die. Amen. We received another email there about a riddle. A condition without cure, and a promise strong and sure. Friday to Sunday, dark gates to pathway. Riddle me this: what when the force no man can stop meets the man no force can stop? Pretty good riddle. We appreciate Rachel in sending that riddle. Have you figured out what is the condition without cure? The promise strong and sure. The force no man can stop means the man no force can stop. Well, she explains it in the email. The condition without cure is sin, death. The promise strong and sure is, of course, the promises connected to the cross and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Friday to Sunday is Good Friday to Easter Sunday. The dark gates are the way to hell, which were to be my destiny and your destiny. But our future was changed to the pathway, which is Jesus, the way to heaven, the truth and the light. The force no man can stop is sin and death. No man can save himself from those forces. But the man no force can stop is Jesus, both true God and true man. So I can ask you this question: what happened when death met Jesus? And what we're talking about here is eternal death. What happened was our redemption. So that's really kind of a great one. Really appreciate that. This is from a granddaughter of Rachel who wrote that. A riddle. And I think it makes a lot of sense. So appreciate, anybody else can write riddles, and we'll, you know, talk about them on the radio, particularly on Open Mic Friday. As I said, phone calls are open right now, 505-7850, toll free 1-800-730-2727. This is from David. Your program about saving faith is excellent. There are many thoughts in there so well stated, such as the admonition to never attempt to prove the inerrancy of Scripture. So many well people do attempt to do that. Yours in Christ, David, with a perfect faith, the saving gift from God, not of myself in any way, shape, form, or manner. You know, I often enjoy the salutations that folks have in their letters. and also how to end the letter. Normally, instead of yours sincerely or sincerely yours, they have some of these items, like with a perfect faith, a saving gift from God. That's how David ends his letter there. What's this idea about not proving the inerrancy of the Scripture? One of my degrees was based on a paper I had done examining catechisms. Now, a catechism is a question and answer type of study. Luther's Small Catechism did the chief parts of the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, a baptism, and the Lord's Supper. Now, I found it very interesting, read over 100 different catechisms written by various individuals and studies on catechisms, that there was a pretty sizable